Our reading today is going to be a dramatized version, so you may want to get hold of your Bibles to make sure that you can follow if the voice isn't quite clear for you, because I know sometimes the audio isn't the best for some people. So it's going to be a reading from Matthew 10, but it's a dramatized video version of it. Welcome everybody to the service this morning. We ask as we come to worship, we remember that God is great, he does wondrous things, he alone is our God. And we welcome everybody here. I think most of you have been here in previous weeks, so you will know what we follow, but we come in this virtual service to worship God. And as we worship, we pray. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. And of course, today is Father's Day, and we remember God as our Father on this day, as we also remember those who have been fathers to us in our lives. Our first song today reminds us that this is a time of worship and prayer, but also a time when we come to listen to the message that the Lord has for us. So our first song is, Lord, We've Come to Worship.
Lord, we've come to worship, and we have come to pray. Lord, we've come to listen and hear what you would say. Lord, our hearts are longing to meet with you today. For we have come to seek you, and we have come to say, forgiveness, we've wandered far away. Look down in tender mercy, forgive our sins, we pray. Oh Lord, we need revival all across this land. Yes, we do. Come move among your people with your mighty hand. You are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are worthy of blessing and power, all riches and wisdom, all glory and honor and praise.
As I said, the reading this morning is Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 to 42. And it's a dramatized reading. So let us listen. And for those who've got video, we can watch the pictures as well.
The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward.
That reading reminds us that following Jesus is not without cost. But as our next song reminds us, it is our choice. And Jesus asks, will you come and follow me?
Will you come and follow me if I but call? The would call your name. Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around? Through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me.
In following Jesus, we are also called to pray for ourselves and others and for the kingdom. Our next piece reminds us about prayer.
God's story, prayer. So part of God's story is about prayer, and it goes like this. Prayer is what we call a conversation we have with God. That means even though God created the entire universe and has power over all things, He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants us to know Him. That's pretty amazing. We can talk to God anytime, anywhere, about anything. But let's look at four examples of different ways we can pray. One way to pray is to praise God. That's when we tell God what we love about Him. Like a guy named Jehoshaphat. He was king of God's family when some big-time armies declared war on them. Jehoshaphat was terrified, so he talked to God about it. He said, God, you are the mighty ruler of all things. We don't know what to do, but we're looking to you for help. King Jehoshaphat believed God could help them. So as he went into battle, he sent people ahead of his army to praise God. They said, give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Yep, that means he thanked God before he won the war. And when God heard his praise, he caused those big armies to attack each other. Jehoshaphat didn't even have to fight. A second way to pray is to repent. See, we all mess up, which means we turn away from God. When we repent, we ask him to forgive us, and we turn back to him. One time, another king named David made a big mistake. He took something that wasn't his. Then David tried to cover it up, which turned it into an even bigger mess. When David's good friend Nathan told him he disobeyed God, David repented. He said, have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Mercy is when someone gets forgiveness they don't deserve. And guess what? God will always forgive us when we repent. Of course, anyone can pray to God. Not just kings. One woman named Hannah reminds us of a third way we can pray. We can ask God for something. Now, Hannah really wanted to have a baby, and she told God that. But you know what was crazy about her prayer? Even though she really wanted a baby, she said, God, if you give me a son, then I will give him back to you. Kids, isn't that unusual? To ask for something you want? Then give it back? Well, a year later, Hannah had a son, and she did exactly what she promised. She gave her son back to God by sending him to live with a priest named Eli and do God's work. And Samuel just so happens to be a great example of a fourth way we can pray. Like any good conversation, we shouldn't do all the talking. We should listen, too. That's because God is in control, and we've got to yield or give in to what he wants. We yield when we listen to what God says and obey him, no matter what we want. One night, God called Samuel's name three times. When Samuel finally realized God wanted to talk to him, he said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Samuel stopped to listen, and God told him things. When Samuel obeyed what God told him, God kept talking to him. And when we pray, when we praise, when we repent, when we ask, and when we yield, we remember that he's the one in charge and that we get to talk to him because we're loved by him. And that's some of what the Bible says about prayer. So in case you missed it, here's the quick version. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is also listening to God. There are a lot of ways to pray. Jehoshaphat praised God. David repented. Hannah asked God for what she really, really wanted. Samuel listened. And they all wanted what God wanted more than what they wanted. Prayer reminds us that God is in control. He loves us and wants to be close to us. And that's a part of God's story.
So, having been reminded about what prayer is, let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our next song reminds us that the best gift we can give to Jesus is ourselves. Everything I am, a gift to you. Let us pray. Open our ears, Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. Have you ever had a day when it felt like no one is cheering for you and you don't know what to do? No, waking up in the morning, feeling like pulling the duvet back over your head. But Christ in our reading told us, what you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetop. There is always something for us to do. Centuries ago, an ancient father of the church named Cyprian posted a letter to a friend. In it, he said, "This seems a cheerful world when I view it from the fair garden, here in the shadow of these vines." So we look at the picture of the vines, we can imagine sitting there, relaxing, feeling at one and at peace with the world. But Cyprian went on to write, if I climb some great mountain and look out over the wide land, you know what I see? I see murders on the high roads, pirates on the seas under every roof, misery, selfishness. It really is a bad world, Cyprian said. It's a very bad world indeed. And often that's what we feel. We feel the world is just a bad world. What can we do? There's so much going wrong in it. However, often in mysterious ways, God is establishing, and he always is establishing his rule in this world. Even though we see a world of misery and selfishness, still, God is working. At the very points at which many people are giving up on this bad, bad world, God's Spirit is present. God's Spirit is reconciling. God's Spirit is healing. God's Spirit is much more than a safety net for those who suffer misery and selfishness. It is an everlasting message of hope for every member of the community of Christ. Cyprian, in that letter, wrote next that in the midst of this, I have found a quiet and holy people. They have a joy and a strength which is 1,000 times better than any pleasure of happiness. They are often despised and persecuted, but they have overcome the world. These people, dear friend, are the Christians, and I am one of them. Is that something you can say? That we have found a quiet and holy people? That they are the Christians, and that I am one of them? Whenever there are people in the world out there who care for others, God is being served, a spirit of service. In this, our act of community worship, God has gathered us together to experience the immediacy of his presence. He is here with us. He said, where two or three are gathered, and we are gathered together today. Even in this virtual service, we are gathered together and God is here with us. And as we gather together, we grow closer to God as a church people, as loyal followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. This act of community worship, even though it is virtual, is a great gift from the Lord Jesus. We can enter deep communion with God in this unique, life-enriching way. But this gathering together is not the total experience. There is a second part to it. A second part which, without the first part, loses its meaning. The same God who gathers us together to experience his awesome presence scatters us out into the world to witness his love for humanity. The Gospels tell us over and over again that the God who loves us so much and who has given us so much through Jesus Christ sends us out to share this Jesus with the world, to the whole creation, to family, neighbour, friend, stranger, even enemy. To all nations everywhere, we are commissioned to speak the name of Jesus. I read in the paper this morning that some people, some neighbours who at the start of this lockdown were helping each other, now are finding the fact that their neighbours are at home all the time, playing music, arguing maybe, making noise, disturbing each other, that they are getting a bit frustrated with their neighbour. They're not loving their neighbour in the same way that they did at the start. We're called to love our neighbours. But sometimes we feel the darkness closing in. We feel the threat of the bad world. We feel like no one is cheering for us and we don't know what to do. But then God, in his great love, sends the light to remind us to share this Jesus with the world. He reminds us that what we hear in whispers, we should proclaim from the housetops. He reminds us that there shall be blessings, many blessings upon us as we follow Jesus our Lord. We pray, we thank you, Lord, that when we welcome God's people, we welcome Jesus and the one who sent him. And we will receive many blessings. We're now going to sing, "There Shall Be Showers of Blessings."
Shout. showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we need, there shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we need, there shall be showers of blessing. If we but trust and obey,
as we come to our time of prayer, the response to the words, Lord God, in your mercy, is hear our prayer. So let us now pray a Father's Day prayer.
Lord God, creator and sustainer, we thank you for nurturing us like a mother. We praise you that your care and protection surround us like a father. On this Father's Day, we remember all the people who have nurtured us, especially the important men in our lives, those who have seen not just with their eyes, but with their heart. Hear our prayer for fathers around the world. Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Right. We remember fathers whose families are torn apart by jealousy, fighting and misunderstandings. We remember fathers who are older but who still bear the responsibility of raising children and grandchildren. And we remember fathers who mean well but make mistakes. Lord God, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
We remember fathers who are unable to support their children and are forced into unimaginable decisions, who have to sell a child into marriage or human trafficking in order to feed his other children. Lord God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember men who because of various circumstances, are unable to become fathers. We remember fathers who have adopted children and fathers who have given up their right as fathers. Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember fathers who rejoice in the achievements of their children, who joyfully watch a new generation take hold. We remember fathers who are single parents, who through personal sacrifice and perseverance provide a loving home for their children. Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember fathers who helplessly watch their children suffer and die from malnutrition, because of famine, drought, flood, or war. We pray for the fathers where recent disasters have occurred and those taking their children in hope onto the high seas. We remember fathers whose children are sick or disabled and who will try anything or do anything to cure and help them. Please, Lord God, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Nurturing God, thank you for those who have nurtured us open our eyes to the plight of so many fathers and mothers around the world for whom life is difficult. Help us to share your love and mercy with them. Please, Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. In the silence of this moment, hear the prayers of our hearts. Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, Mother and Father of us all, honour our prayers, spoken and unspoken, humbly lifted to you in faith, in the name of Jesus, our Saviour, our Brother. Amen.
Amen. We end our time of worship with the hymn that reminds us to thank God for everything. The hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. Let us close, secure in the knowledge that Jesus assures us every hair of your head has been counted, so there is no need to be afraid. Through every trial and tribulation, God is with us. God cares. God is merciful. Now, let us say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all now and forever. Amen. The only news announcement that I have this morning is that we did open the church yesterday for prayer, private prayer, and a number came, and I hope they found it useful, that time that they were able to spend in church. We're intending to open the church again in 2 weeks' time, but we'll let everybody know more information about that once our plans are a little clearer. Does anybody else have any notices or announcements that they want to make? Trevor?
Just to mention that Francis is Zooming together. We had one meeting a week or so ago. The next one's scheduled for Thursday, July the 2nd. That's a week on Thursday at 7:30. I'm not sure how far it's been circulated yet.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got it.
And Mary?
I have another consignment of masks from the Chinese church. So I've got 7 more packs. If anybody would like one, then let me know.
Thank you.
I can make sure it gets to you.
Thank you. They're very good.
Anybody else? If not, there's only one more very important thing to do this morning, which is to sing happy birthday to Julie. So let us sing. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, well, thank you very much.
I hope everybody has a very good week. We'll be meeting on Monday, Wednesday and Friday for prayer as usual, and then again next Sunday morning for another virtual service. I hope everybody has a very good and happy day. And those who are able to spend it with their fathers in virtual or reality, we hope you have a very good time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Lois. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, yes. Bye. Happy
Father's Day to everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did I read loud enough? Mm-hmm.